And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
There are new and troubling allegations involving State Superintendent Mark Johnson and his staff regarding the contentious battle over which company should get the state contract to oversee the third grade reading tests. Last year, Johnson overrode recommendations of a team of Department of Public Instruction experts and picked a company he favored. He later accused two of those experts of improper action during the decision-making process. Part of the evidence that Johnson used to back his claim was a text message shared between the two individuals months after they both retired. As multiple parties have pointed out, however, the only way Johnson could have obtained that text is if DPI staff had been monitoring them via a state computer one of the employees had previously used that had been synced to her private phone. This, in turn, should not have been possible unless Johnson's staff failed to wipe the computer clean as required by DPI policy and then violated state law by monitoring her private texts. The bottom line, Johnson should release all records related to the issue immediately, and law enforcement officials should investigate. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.